welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's golden age. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. In this hour, Variety. Later on, the Radio Hall of Fame with comedian Jimmy Durante. But right now, it's Paul Whiteman Presents from June 20th, 1943 on NBC with special guests composer and singer Johnny Mercer and comedian Red Skelton.
With the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, our guest, Red Skelton, Johnny Mercer of the Whiteman Alumni Association, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and starring Dinah Shore.
Hiya, Pops. Happy Father's Day.
Aw, thanks, Dinah, darling. Got a song for all us pappies on this festive occasion?
I sure have.
Well, then, regale us, daughter, regale us.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I massacre the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the tendency. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Do, so, mi, do, la, si, take it away. The night is young, skies are clear. If you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear mother nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, delicious, delectable. Delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's the lovely.
Ah, Dinah, that was delectable.
Yes, it was. Ah, good old Father's Day. Dinah, you know what Father's Day really is, don't you?
What is it, Bill?
Well, that's the day a son walks up to his father and borrows a dollar to buy him his favorite color tie.
Say, Pop, how'd you do on those Father's Day presents today?
Oh, fine. My little daughter, Margot, bought me a bicycle.
Oh, that's a lovely gift. Bikes are swell for exercise.
They sure are. I got up bright and early this morning and rode mine all over town. And now I've got the only bow-legged bike in Beverly Hills.
Say, did you get your father a present, Dinah?
Oh, I sure did, Bill. Daddy's probably opening the package right now back in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, is that your hometown?
No, I was born in Winchester, Tennessee.
Winchester, Tennessee? I never heard of it, Dinah.
Never heard of it?
No.
Well, Nashville is a suburb of Winchester.
Oh, I see. Well, it must be a nice place. I'd like to see it sometime if I ever get back east.
Oh, you wouldn't have any trouble finding it at all, Bill. You just follow Route 62 out of Nashville for about 20 miles. Yeah. Then you turn right at a little red hot dog stand.
20 miles, turn right at a hot dog stand. I got it.
Mm-hmm. Then you go another 20 miles, and you turn left at a railroad crossing.
Another 20, turn left at a railroad... Hey, where am I getting all this gas?
Oh, it's only a little farther, Bill. And pretty soon you come to a fork in the road, and right in the middle of the fork there's a tree. And under the tree you'll see a man sleeping.
Oh, and that's how you get to Winchester?
No, that is Winchester. If you're listening back home, folks, I'm only kidding.
You know, I like small towns, Dinah. I come from one myself.
What kind of town was it, Bill?
Well, it used to be a one-horse town.
What do you mean, used to be?
Oh, you know how it is, Pops. They ate the horse.
How about you, Bill? Did you get your father a present?
Oh, I sure did, Dinah. I took it over to him this morning. You should have seen him when I handed it to him.
Was it a gold watch?
No, half a pound of butter and a pound of Chasen Sanborn coffee.
Well, that's using your bean.
See, you must have made him awfully happy, Bill.
Yes, yes, I did, Dinah. He gave me a great big kiss. I said, "You don't have to thank me, Dad. I only wish I were half the man you are." And he said, "Don't worry, son, you are." You know, fathers are wonderful things, aren't they?
Yes, they're a great institution. No home should be without one.
I like the way one of our great philosophers put it. He said, "When I was 18, my father was awful dumb. But when I was 28, I found he was pretty smart." You know, it's amazing how much the old man learned in 10 years.
The boys are fit as a fiddle, and man, their fiddles are really fit. It's Holiday for Strings by Sergeant Davy Rose and played by Pops Whiteman and his wonderful orchestra.
Quite a kick out of seeing famous graduates of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra drop in here on Sundays to pay their respects to Pops. Well, this evening's visitor to the Whiteman Alumni Association is Johnny Mercer, and it's particularly thrilling for me because I really like to sing the songs that Johnny writes. You probably sung or whistled his Black Magic or Lazy Bones or Blues in the Night yourself, so you can understand just how I feel. Come on in, Johnny.
Thanks, Dinah. Well, Pops, I see you got yourself quite an aggregation of cats.
You know me, John, I've got to have a big orchestra.
What do you mean, got to?
Suppose I had a medium-sized band of 15 or 16 men. Then I got up to Lee. Who'd see the orchestra?
Well, that's taking the broad point of view.
Say, Pops, you know you ought to congratulate Johnny. He is taking Bob Hope's place for the summer.
Yes, I know. How did you get the job, John?
Well, for joke purposes, they lined us up and measured noses. They said my nose was the closest thing to Hope's.
Oh, well, that's about as close to Hope as you can get, John.
Johnny, when were you with the Whiteman Orchestra?
Oh, I joined it back in 1934, Dinah.
We were putting on an amateur contest at the time, and Johnny was one of the winners. He started with the band as singer and writer of special material. and went right on from there.
Well, I'd say you've done right well by yourself, John.
Yeah, when I joined the band, I was just a barefoot boy. But things haven't changed very much.
Why not?
Well, my wife used my 17 coupon. I haven't got any shoes yet.
John, when did you start writing those swell lyrics?
Well, I've been writing shoddy material since I was 5 years old.
Good boy.
Gee, that's amazing. What kind of material could a five-year-old write?
Oh, short things.
Say, Pops tells me that Here Come the British with a Bang Bang, the number you're going to sing for us, was the very first song you wrote for the band, Johnny.
That's right, Bill. I brought the lyrics up to date a little.
Well, Johnny, as Shakespeare said, music is the food of love. Sing us about 8 points worth, won't you?
Harry Gable said with all his might, Jack the submarine will win this fight. All at once, the subs got skittish. Here come the British. Bang, bang. In the air, the same plop wop set to ride. Just when things were messerschmittish, here come the British. Bang, bang. Yes, yes, yes. It dates back before the Boer War. Yes. Ooh, right up to the Africa Corps. The Desert Fox was having fear, never dreaming anyone was near. All at once, the sentry hollered, Hey, General Rommel, hop on your camel. Here come the British with a bang, bang.
Thanks for dropping in, John, and good luck next Tuesday night.
Yeah, that goes for all of us, Johnny. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, is the day we pay tribute to a truly great man, dear old Dad. And he deserves it. When we do right, who pats us on the back? Father. When we do wrong, who pats us on the back? I mean, who forgives us? Father. Yes, it was a father who first said, there is no such thing as a bad boy.
He don't know me very well, do he, boy?
Well, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Bill, I'd like you to meet a couple of friends of mine, Shirley Mitchell and Arthur Q. Bryan. They're going to help me show how different fellas try to win a girl. So let's look in on Deadeye and Beetlepuss. They're both rough and tough and both in love with the same girl.
Whoa! 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 Oh, come on, horse, whoa!
Well, that's sure some horse you got there, Deadeye.
Yeah, he's a little knock-kneed, though.
He really knock-kneed?
Yeah, before he can take a step, his right knee calls out signals. Say, Beetlepuss, it's kind of silly of you coming all the way out here. You may as well go back home, because you ain't got a chance with Monotonous Maggie.
What makes you think I ain't got a chance with Monotonous Maggie?
Well, one thing, you're kind of bow-legged. She wants a man, not a pair of pliers.
I ain't so bow-legged.
Oh, no? What's become of your horse?
Doggone, slipped out from under me again. Wish I could ride a horse like you, did I? Yeah. You don't wear no spurs, do you?
Blub, blub, well, you got the script upside down.
Do you? You don't wear no spurs, do you, Deadeye?
No, I don't need no spurs.
Why not?
Long toenails. Tell you what, Beetlepuss.
Yeah.
It's not there. We'll put it in. Beetlepuss, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's race over to Monotonous Maggie's house.
Okay, let's race.
Giddy up. Giddy up. Whoa, count please. Hello, Beetlepuss. What kept you so long?
Gee, Deadeye, you sure got here quick.
Yeah, my horse will be along any minute now.
Where's Maggie?
Look, there she comes downstairs now.
That's what I get for washing my feet. Hello, Deadeye.
Hello, Mountain.
Hello, Maggie.
Hello, short, dark, and bow-legged.
Am I bow-legged, Deadeye?
I told you that a while ago. Beetlepuss, when you run, you look like an egg beater.
How about a kiss, Maggie?
Okay.
Hey, Maggie, I'm all puckered up, too.
Yeah, you better stop eating that alum.
Yeah. Say, Meg, I found this critter wandering around town. He's telling everybody he came all the way from the city just to marry you. Is that true?
It's kind of true, Deadeye.
Well, then I guess I'll be going alone.
What's your hurry?
Oh, don't guess you love me no more.
Well, what makes you think I don't love you?
Well, when you saw me, your ears didn't light up. Well, I guess I'll always love you, though, because gentlemen prefer blonde.
Well, I ain't no blonde.
I ain't no gentleman either. Yeah, you gonna give me that kiss now?
Nope, I'm saving my lips for the man I really love.
Saving your lips, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The guy you love?
Mm-hmm.
What is he, a lip collector? Oh, come on, Maggie.
Oh, all right, I'll give you a kiss, Deadeye.
No, I've changed my mind.
You've changed your mind? Why?
Well, I'll have to shift my bubble gum to the other side.
Well, go ahead and shift it.
I can't.
Why not?
I got a wad there, too.
I don't think you like me, Deadeye. You never bring me anything like you used to.
Well, I brought you a whole box of cough drops once, didn't I?
Sure, 2 years ago.
Well, it'd lasted longer if you hadn't chewed them.
Deadeye, I'm going to have more time to think. I don't know which one of you critters to marry.
Well, you don't want to marry him. He's new around here. Say, Fancy Pants, how do you like the West?
Well, I'm afraid of them coyotes.
Oh, them coyotes won't hurt nobody. You see my left hand?
No, I don't.
I was wrong about them coyotes, wasn't I? Look, Maggie, if I was you, I'd marry me and hurry up and make your mind up about
yes,
it.
Yes, Maggie, hurry up and make up your mind. Because I got to get back to that stagecoach before my wife's folks cancel my ticket.
Your wife's folks?
Yeah.
He's married. I might have known a man couldn't look like that and be single. Why, you cheap, no good heartbreaker, reach for your guns, because this town ain't going to be big enough for both of us.
It ain't?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, what can you ought to know?
I have a good mind to plug you right where you stand.
Now, wait a minute. We're going to be fair and square about this. I'll count three, and then we'll both draw.
Okay.
Little does he know. Little does he know. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two.
Oh! Oh, Deadeye, what happened?
Little did I know.
Here she goes again, the number one singer with a number one song. It's Dinah Shore and Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. All starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were frame-up. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now. Taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were frame up. I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now. Taking a chance on love.
Here we go with three songs you've been hearing about. Coming in on a Wing and a Prayer, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and In My Arms. Have you got any special treatment for them, Pops?
Oh, let's just say we're going to play them as good as we can.
Good. Which one of the three are you going to take, Dinah?
I'm going to do the theme song of the German Army.
The theme song of the German Army? Which one is that?
Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a
Dinah, Paul, and all of us will be on hand, and our special guests will be Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton. The visiting member of the Whiteman Alumni Association will be none other than Tommy Dorsey. This is Bill Goodwin saying goodnight from Hollywood's Radio City.
Night.
Paul Whiteman presents on Tuned to Yesterday from June 20th, 1943 on NBC. Guest comedian Red Skelton had his own radio show at that time on NBC in 1943, and he was heard in other guest appearances, mostly on Armed Forces Radio, for the programs Mail Call and the GI Journal. Back in the States, he had joined Paul Whiteman again in December of 43 for the Radio Hall of Fame. You're listening to An Hour of Variety on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levenier. Now an episode of the Radio Hall of Fame with Paul Whiteman once again, now joined by comedian Jimmy Durante and singer Martha Tilton, from February 24th, 1946 on ABC.
Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Today, your Radio Hall of Fame comes to you from the War Memorial Opera House in San Francisco.
Stop the music! Stop the music! Stop the music! One of the musicians is reading notes. But folks, this hall brings back memories. It was right here in this very hall last year that I met the Sultan of Pasha. He took a liking to me, and during the course of the conversation, he offered me his harem of 500 beautiful wives. But I turned him down. Because when I get up every morning, who wants to find 1,000 stockings hanging in the bathroom? Not Durante. To say the least, it was very disturbing, Andre.
To say the least, Jimmy Durante, it's a pleasure to have you with us in San Francisco this afternoon. And here to greet you in the Philco Radio Hall of Fame is our host, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Sir Andre. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Jimmy, and how are you?
Bewitching.
How long do you expect to be in San Francisco?
A fortnight and possibly a fifthnight.
Well, I suppose while you're up here, you'll visit Fisherman's Wharf, Chinatown, see a few plays.
Plays, frankly, no. The theater no longer intrigues me. You know, the ineptitude and decayed quality of the current histrionic displays have plunged a test of panic art into a nap burial quagmire.
What'd you say?
Never mind. I hope I didn't say anything to offend the Middle West. See you later, Paul.
And now our singing star, Martha Tilton, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra, salute the famous Durante Nose and the equally famous Golden Gate Bridge with Doctor, Lawyer, Indian Chief.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean and a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest trick, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you follows through. Tell the doc to stick to his practice, tell the lawyer to settle his case, send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you follow through. Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his tomahawk back to Little Rain in the face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
The look, the voice, the hat, the body, and the sweater. Ah, there may be some doubt in some folks' minds just who these monikers refer to. But there never can be any doubt in anybody's mind when you say the nose. Ladies and gentlemen, the peer of Pagliacci's, our honored guest in Philco's Radio Hall of Fame today, the one and only Jimmy Durante.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. And now for my second song I'll sing. Chloe, Chloe. I guess the ushers wouldn't let her in without a ticket. But Paul, that's neither San Fran nor Cisco. However, I want to thank you for that bewitching introduction.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Durante. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks. Your graciousness is surpassed only by your hospitality, Mr. Whiteman.
Oh, and your geniality, Mr. Durante, is exceeded only by your charm.
Why don't you folks go to a movie? Can't you see we want to be alone? We're spellbound. But anyway, Paul, it's a wonderful thrill to be here in San Francisco. Why, the minute I stepped off the train, I was walking on air.
You were walking on air?
Yeah, the porter forgot to put the stool down. I should have come up the way I did last time. I wouldn't have been embarrassed, and I'd have made better time.
Did you come up by plane?
No. The last time I made the trip, I traveled by Greyhound bus. And would you believe it, Paul? It only took me 20 minutes to get from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
Oh, how could your bus go from Los Angeles to San Francisco in 20 minutes?
It got interested in another Greyhound. I got a million of them. But the trains have their finer points, too. As my train pulled out of the Los Angeles station, I was in the diner and a beautiful Harvey girl served me my breakfast. Naturally, there was a meeting of the eyes, the yolks. Then she served me my lunch and later my dinner. Throwing reason to the winds, I printed I love you on the tablecloth with mayonnaise. And as I left the train, a porter tapped me on the shoulder and handed me a note from that same Harvey girl.
And what did the note say?
It said, you forgot to pay for the meatballs. Stunned and not knowing what I was doing, I took a cable car to my hotel. And then it happened. When I checked into my hotel, I had to share a room with a vaudeville actor and his trained seal. What a catastrophe. I didn't mind when that seal put on my pajamas. I didn't mind when he slept in my bed. But when he ate my breakfast and threw me a fish, that was going too far.
Jimmy, you look none the worse for your experiences. I might even say that you're a picture of sartorial splendor.
Thanks, but this is no time for innuendos. You know, it isn't easy to get a suit these days. I try. Yesterday, trudging up and down the avenue, I dropped into a clothing store and I said to the salesman, I want a suit.
What did he say?
Nothing. He just stood there in his underwear and laughed. Yes, that's the conditions that prevail.
But aside from your clothing, you still look positively radiant.
That's what the opera season does to me. Every time I hear Carmen, I light up. Every time I hear Pagliacci, I light up. Every time I hear Aida, I light up. But I had to cut it out.
How come?
You should see the electric bills I'm paying.
Jimmy, I didn't know you were so interested in the opera.
Oh, yes. I've been devoting all my time in writing a modern opera, which I hope to debut at the Philharmonic. And
And you know another thing, Paul? I'm the person who's responsible for the success of Stokowski.
Did you start Stokowski off in music?
No, but I introduced him to Gloria. Boy, is that band a belt. Durante, you mad fool, you.
Jimmy, mad or not, having you with us calls for a celebration. In fact, it's a double celebration, because one of us here is celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Wait a minute. It's not my birthday. Jimmy, you better tell them all about it, partner.
All right, Paul. The other night, I'm walking home and feeling so gay. When I'm walking home, I'm always that way. What a home I got. The kitchen is delightful. The living room is grand. And the bathroom is out of this world. Which makes it a little bit inconvenient. When I opened up my door, I got the grandest surprise. All my friends were there and they began to harmonize.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute,
happy
wait a minute.
To you.
Wait
happy
a minute, boys.
Happy birthday to you.
I do mean you and only you. In storm and strife, I'll see you through. My closest chum, old pal of mine, when there's no sun.
Wait a minute, buddy. Curb your enthusiasm. This guy'd say anything to avoid giving a present. And anyway, I got a confession to make. This isn't my birthday.
It isn't?
No. But it's the birthday of someone near and dear to me. It's my nose's birthday, not mine. And I'm proud to say the schnoz is doing fine. My nose was born upon this day in 1893. Exactly 2 weeks later, the stork delivered me. It was the first time in history that a nose outweighed the child. When I was born, my dad took one look at my schnoz and said to the stork, take that back. Just because our country's emblem is an eagle, that don't mean we have to raise one. But in spite of my dad, the schnoz and I are closer than Damon and Petunias. Not even a mustache has ever come between us. I tried to raise a mustache once, and what happened? Nothing. It wouldn't grow in a shade. Sabotage on the part of the schnoz. But I'm as happy as I can be. Cause it's my nose's golden anniversary. You know, looking back over the years, the nose and I have weathered many a storm. Sometimes I got the schnoz in trouble. And sometimes he got me in trouble. I'll never forget my first train ride. I was in a lower berth when I decided to call the porter. So I stuck my nose out through the curtain, and what happened? The porter came by, grabbed my nose, and before I could pull it back in, he brushed it, shined it, polished it, and said, I did a good job on that one, now where's the other shoe? A big tear started to roll down my nose. Yes, and it's a brave tear that will start out on a trip like that. I felt sorry for the schnoz, but I'm proud. Why? Because many of the rap my nose took for me. For instance, there was a time I was eating at the 42 Club. That's twice as good as the 41 Club. As I started to eat my meal, I called the proprietor over and said, a broken down actor came into this place, ate a meal, couldn't pay for it, and you threw him out. The boss says, yes, and what about it? I said, sorry, I'll have to trouble you again. Horses gladly and punched me amongst my nose. Humiliated, I apologized to the schnoz. Because I'll never forget the time my nose saved my life. It was one of those sultry weekends at the beach. I'm in the water swimming the Australian crawl, which I learned from a kangaroo acquaintance of mine. And anyway, swimming around, I found myself face to face with a vicious swordfish. And just as the swordfish was about to attack me, he took one look at my schnoz and said, I give up. You're equipped with a superior weapon. So you see, that's why the schnoz and I feel like we do. Why, we wouldn't breed without each other. Yes, that's true. I'm as happy as I can be. Cause it's my nose's golden anniversary.
just as the world has identified Rhapsody in Blue with Paul Whiteman, so Jimmy Durante is associated with Inca Dinka Doo, and neither has changed from then to now.
Just a minute, Mr. Andre. Inca Dinka Doo is plenty different now than when we first did it.
Jimmy, I've often wondered how you ever came by such a crazy phrase.
Well, Paul, it was like this. I was working the nightclubs with Clayton Jackson and Durante. You know, we were the Andrews sisters of our day. I was the one with the curls. Every night we'd sing... Mr. Whiteman just took my hat off. Every night we'd sing a couple of hundred songs for the customers. But there was one song in particular we always used to end up with, Paul. Say it with flowers. Say it with sweets. Say it with artichokes. Say it with eats. Say it with jewelry. Say it with drink. But always be careful not to say it with ink. A dinkadee, a dinkadoo, a dinkadee, ink, a dinkadee. Paul, that's how we got ink a dinkadoo. And that's not all. One day a notice pushed under my door. I picks it up and reads it. It says, Ink a dinkadoo has been made into a symphony. We want you to sing it at the Hollywood Bowl. Signed, Anxious. Now, Paul, now what's a bowl? A bowl is a cavity. And what's a cavity? A cavity is a hole. And what's a hole? A hole is nothing. And if you think I'm singing a nothing, you're crazy. I could catch pneumonia.
But, Jimmy, you did sing it, didn't you?
Yes, Paul, I did. Beneath this exterior lies an inferior interior. Give me a downbeat, and I've got Eddie Jackson here to help me sing a chorus.
Your wish is my command. Now, as then, Inka Dinka Doo is always a favorite with the musical millions of America.
Come over here, Eddie Jackson. Now, once upon a time, they sang the Bodeo-Do, but that was long ago. Then everybody started in to poop-poop-a-doo. They got there, you know. Mr. Whiteman, I'll give you $50. You show me broop broop in the music. Show me broop broop in the music. Too bad I can't read. But the tune for you and me is that. It. Mr. Pianist, you know you can easily be replaced. Is that swinging symphony they call it? Oh, what a tune! It's got the whole world. Eskimo bells up in Iceland
are ringing.
They've made their own paradise land. Let me hear those violins. Let me hear that band. Stupendous. Now let me hear those trumpets. That's not a trumpet. That's not a trumpet. That's a trumpet. So, ink, a dinkadee, a dinkadoo, a dinkadee, simply means ink, a dinkadee, a dinkadoo. Now, ink, a dinkadee, a dinkadoo, a dinkadee. Oh, what a tune for crooning. It goes ink, a dinkadee, a dinkadee. You know, the other night, Lana Turner invited me over to her house. She wanted to play post office. I was reluctant, but she finally swayed me. It turned out disastrous. Because when I got back from the drugstore with the stamps, she was playing post office with another guy. A dinkadee, a dinkadoo. Simply means ink. A dinkadee, a dinkadoo.
1930. Pierre, there's your cue. Take it for Philco.
Sure, Paul. The leader now, just like then.
Heard you sing many times, and the thing that continues to amaze me is that you still retain that exquisite quality in your voice. How do you do it?
Well, it's very simple, Martha. Every morning I goggle with Dutch cleanser.
Well, is that how you get your joie de vivre, your savoir faire, your je ne sais quoi?
And a Merry Christmas to you, too, Mr.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. But confidentially, I'd be much happier if I could sing the way you do.
Don't be melancholic, Marty. It's easy. You start with Delonix. I'm surrounded by assassins. Martha, you better take the number. Thank you.
Tuesday will be my
just meant for two, from which I'll never own. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man.
One thing. Pepsodent's Bob, Jimmy Durante's only rival in the nose department, Hope. Old Ski Snoot himself will be with us from Earl Carroll's in Hollywood next week. And thanks to you, Jimmy Durante, for being with us today. All the world knows the Durante nose. And the Durante nose means laughter the world over. We were honored to honor you, Jimmy Durante, in Philco's Radio Hall of Fame.
The Radio Hall of Fame on Tuned to Yesterday from February 24th, 1946 on ABC. And that brings to a close this hour of variety on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVanier. Thanks for tuning in.